Bienvenidos a su programa Exprésate, conducido por Berta Carreño y Raquel Villa, presentado por los servicios del Departamento de Salud Mental del Valle Imperial, traído como un podcast por kxoradio.com.
Welcome back to your second segment of your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. And just a reminder about our email account, and I will remind you that we will welcome all your comments, ideas, suggestions for future shows, or how good we're doing, and also the bad. We want to hear the good and the bad. Our email account is wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. I'm Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
And this is our featured second segment. Second segment is always the best segment of the show because we're not trying to figure out where to start or stop. We're just kind of right in the middle. It's our sweet spot. So we're joined today. It's a month of anxiety, and our specialty this morning is children's anxiety. We're joined today by Helen McLean, licensed clinical social worker, 10-year veteran of Imperial County Behavioral Health, featured on the prevention children's prevention unit, right?
Right, yes. So, and just to mention, she's one of few, very few licensed clinicians here in the Imperial Valley. So
I thought you were going to comment on her lovely freckles, but I guess. The licensing's pretty cool,
yes,
too.
Yes, oh, yes, yes, yes. That was anxiety provoking. You know, a lot of people
struggle with anxiety. What part? The hours, the testing, the what?
I think the testing, people have a lot of trouble with the testing.
Yeah.
They get real anxious about it.
Yeah, and the thing is that if you don't pass your test, you have to wait.
You have to wait 6 months.
6 months to retake it.
Yes, to retake it.
And stew in your juices and continue to think those thoughts.
Yeah, that's right. Pressure. Yeah, you're the pressure of you need to pass.
Yeah.
But, you know,
so that pressure's over for me, so I'm happy.
But it's kind of cool because, I mean, you're a therapist, so you should really actually be good at managing your own anxiety.
That's right.
One would suspect, right? Yeah, start with yourself, get really good at it, and then
or
you can do it to other people.
It could be like the other way around. You know, people, let's say that's a person that works in a mechanic. They work on other people's cars, but they don't work on their own.
There you go.
Could go the other way, too. So.
But technically, they know what to do.
They know what to do. Yes, they know.
What did you pass on the first test?
I did.
Was it as hard as you anticipated?
It was.
But you were well prepared.
I was prepared. But I'm a very good test taker, so I don't get anxious. So people who do get anxious, some people just get a little anxious. So I could see how that could interfere. With their ability to
a little anxious versus psyched up. Psyched up's good, right?
Psyched up's good.
Because you want that energy. You want that like a football game.
Right. A perfect example.
You know, come in and compete.
Yes.
But there's a line there. And if you cross the line, your performance starts to suffer.
That's right. Yeah. So a little bit of anxiety actually does increase performance too much.
I need a little bit or I wouldn't get out of bed.
That's right.
Frankly.
Yeah, so
nice,
that
nice and warm and
so
toasty.
So my anxiety pushed me to study. I think I took about like a week off and took it really easy and just studied.
Nice.
And then
I took a week. Intensive study. Mm-hmm. Did you have like tricks and I mean, did they have like a special, hey, buy this and you're guaranteed to pass on, you know?
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. You just went to the stuff that you knew.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Just studied and, you know, took the test, did the best I could, and they tell you right then, you know, on the computer, pass or fail.
So. Is it like AARP? I just joined AARP, and I get like 4 pieces of mail a day from AARP. Is it? Do you get like LCSW mail?
Yeah, email.
Hi, and now that you're in LCSW, special insurance.
Yeah, sometimes.
Nice. So you joined a community. I mean,
yes.
Basically, mm-hmm. A professional community.
Right.
Nice. Nice. So, childhood anxiety.
Yes.
Back. So
back to the topic, Scott.
We mentioned school avoidance.
Yes.
As kind of a tip-off one. But there are some other ways that a child may express anxiety in ways that end up coming to the attention of behavioral health. Any other common anxious types of behaviors or circumstances that you see walking in the door and then you have to kind of figure out whether or not it's anxiety?
Well, definitely we have, different kids coming in that are not only just school avoidant, but like I mentioned, they feel sick. There may be tantruming in the morning. That's one of the big ones where the parent just can't get them out the door.
Does home ever get so crazy that they're home avoidant or that they're so anxious about being in the home environment that they start acting out?
That happens. There's a lot of anxiety that maybe there's, problems in the home. maybe domestic violence, sure, or you mentioned alcohol use or divorce or moving, any mm-hmm. of those things can increase the anxiety. But what we might see is increase arguing, you know, between kids and parents, that doesn't want to be left alone, constantly really clingy to the parent, can't be left in, mm-hmm. in the same room. I mean, like in the room alone, even. Like if mom is going to go do laundry in the laundry room, the child can't be left alone. They're constantly shadowing their parent.
Estuvo escuchando el programa Exprésate, presentado por el Departamento de Salud Mental y traído como un podcast por KXORadio.com.